The Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland, one of the oldest papers in the country, published today. Despite that horrific attack on the paper's newsroom yesterday that killed five and wounded at least two others, the dead included Wendy Winters, Rebecca Smith, Gerald Fishman, John McNamara, and Rob Hyacin, a Capital Gazette editor and columnist. His brother, author, and Miami columnist Carl Hyacin spoke of Rob this morning on CNN.
Most of all, I think what he would want me to talk about is journalism and the importance of community journalism. He was killed while he was doing what he loved to do, which is to put out this newspaper for the people of Annapolis.
The suspect is being held without bail and has been charged with five counts of first-degree murder. He had made threats against the paper for years because of its coverage of his 2011 criminal conviction in a harassment case. Patrick Madden, senior reporter for WAMU, joins us now from Annapolis. Patrick, so this incredible staff, they said last night, one of the reporters tweeted out, we're going to put out a damn paper. It is incredible. And the editorial page is almost blank.
Yeah, I mean, I picked up the paper this morning, and on the front cover had profile pictures of the five staffers who were killed. The lead article was a 10-person byline from this newspaper that only has about 30 people. And then on page 9, this editorial page very poignantly is blank with just a statement that reads, "Today we are speechless."
Yeah. How are people there doing? This was their community paper.
That's right. I mean, Annapolis is a small city. It's a very historic city. This is where the state capital is. And this paper really kind of covered the heart and soul of it, from the community events to State House to coverage of the Chesapeake Bay. So I think, you know, you could just, it's very emotional talking to both police and obviously the reporters at this paper.
Yeah, these were their reporters, but they were also their neighbors. Look, police are calling in a targeted attack. The suspected shooter, Jared Warren Ramos, had this ongoing feud with the paper over, as we said, its coverage of the case he was involved in. What else do we know about his history with police or with the paper?
Well, and actually, we're actually learning some new details this hour about the incident. Anne Arundel County State's Attorney Wes Adams, this is the top prosecutor, revealed at the Ramos bond hearing, which just finished not too long ago, that Ramos had barricaded the back entrance to the Capitol Gazette newspaper office building before he went in and started firing. Also, that Ramos didn't say anything during the hearing either.
Wait, so he barricaded doors?
That's what the prosecutors are saying, that he barricaded the back entrance to the newspaper office before entering into the front. And again, he had a shotgun, he had these smoke grenades, and he fired, you know, through a glass door, and then, according to accounts from witnesses, you know, started firing at people in the newsroom.
Well, that might explain something that we were hearing from survivors on CNN last night, who said that they had run to this rear exit, but they couldn't open it. This woman said they thought it was locked, and she dove under a desk and watched as John McNamara was shot at that door. But it sounds as if, I don't want to leap here, but it sounds as if he had barricaded it, because why would you lock a door from the inside? Oh, just terrible.
Right, and that's what prosecutors just revealed. And he's also, he's being held without bond.
Yeah. Look, we heard these chilling details last night, but do we know how the survivors are doing? Some of them are tweeting out, please, you know, just let us put out our paper. We are journalists, but we're also human. Are you hearing from the survivors? Are they there at the paper, or what? Where is everyone?
I mean, from what I understood, it was a Herculean effort to get this paper published this morning. The story I read said that they basically used the back of a pickup truck as a makeshift office to set up their workspace. So the reporters there are covering this story like it's any other story, but obviously it's not. These are their colleagues that they've lost.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're still, I'm across the street from the newspaper office building, and you can see sort of a makeshift memorial started with, you know, cards and other items being left there.
Your governor, Governor Hogan, has tweeted out that or made a statement that the Capital Gazette is my hometown paper. The men and the women who work there serve every day to shine light on the world around us so that we might see with more clarity and greater understanding. It's got a print circulation of about 29,000 and about 31 people on its editorial staff. What are people in the community saying about how, and we're going to pick this up later in the program, but how this shooting has fallen into the national debate over rhetoric and who's responsible for this? What are you know, this idea of accusations of fake news and the press being the enemy of the people? Are they talking about that at all?
I honestly think it's almost too early for that right now, at least where I am. This just happened. I think people are still in shock here. I think, as you mentioned, this newspaper really was a community institution here. I mean, it dates back, I guess, to like almost the Revolutionary
Right.
War. It's that historic. And so, I mean, it's just hard to describe what this paper meant to this community. Tonight there's going to be a vigil at a public square here in Annapolis, which will lead to a service by a city doc. So I'm sure that's going to be a very emotional event tonight.
Right. Again, the victims, Rob Hyacin, Wendy Winters, Gerald Fishman, John McNamara, and Rebecca Smith. We will have more reporting over the course of the program. Patrick Madden, senior reporter at WAMU in Washington, there in Annapolis. Patrick, thank you.
Thanks a lot.